Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We are going to continue talking about supernatural experiences. And hopefully you've taken some time to spend some time with God about your own perceptions and experiences in the supernatural realm. Again, we're not focusing on developing theory or dissecting our own beliefs in order to come up with a teaching, but our goal is that we would have practical experiences with God and learn according to what He wants to train us at any given time. So we've been talking about the different attitudes we have. And our goal in that as well is not to come up with, okay, here are four attitudes, which one do I fall in? Instead, we want to use our conversation as a way of asking God questions or allowing Him to ask us questions. Especially dealing with fear of the supernatural, and especially the demonic, and ambivalence, or being neutral about God's training in the supernatural realm. Both of those are tools that one of our enemies, in fact, probably all of our enemies, use against us because they are the most effective. Fear and ambivalence. Not caring. I can take it or leave it. Well, when you're dealing with an enemy is out to get you. And being afraid of any enemy gives that enemy power. And if you're not willing to confront that fear, your enemy has already won in that area. Likewise with ambivalence. If you can take it or leave it, if it doesn't really bother you that the enemy is interfering in your life, the enemy's already won. Now remember, we have three basic categories of enemy: the world system, our own flesh, and the devil and all his buddies. So in each one of those categories, fear and ambivalence will lead us to not being able to be trained by God in order to rule and reign now. You have your own history and your own temperament, the way God put you together, and God has His unique plans for you. there's going to be a time and a place for learning how to overcome those enemies in each one of those areas, the world, the flesh, and the devil. But just remind you that the world system was defeated by Christ 2,000 years ago. And since you are in him, if you've been born again, your spirit has been reborn. That's what gets born again. Then you were and are in him. And therefore, spiritually, you have already overcome the world system. Likewise for the devil. God, through his son, overcame the devil 2,000 years ago. There's nothing to fear from him. He can't do anything to you that God doesn't okay, and that he never could. But the point being is that he is here, just as the world system is still here, or we could say we are still here in the world system and in the path of the devil, so that we can learn how to live as sons of God, how to exercise the authority that we already have by virtue of being sons of God, born again. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Being joint heirs with Christ and co-inheritors with him. We need to learn how to do that. And we learn by going through whatever training God has set out for us day to day. Now, the big difference is those two enemies have been conquered. Our big enemy that has not been conquered for us is our own flesh. And your flesh is whatever crutches your soul, your temperament uses to control its circumstances. Your crutches are unique to you, even though we've talked about a lot of patterns. And your crutches, God will relieve you of them in his good timing. And your crutches are related to the original wound, which is based on a lie. Those lies are about God, about yourself, or about others. For instance, God doesn't love me. Or if my parents can't love me, how can anybody else? Things like that. Those are wounds. We create a lie. I'm unlovable. And that gives the devil a right to interfere in our life. Where we believe a lie, he has a legal right to be here, to be interfering in your life. Now, for you to go through life believing that you are unlovable, you will come up with ways of coping. You may will need to overachieve or reject before you're rejected or fall into self-pity. The point being that the enemies that we are most afraid of, the world system, and which is just our day-to-day circumstances, in other words, we're afraid something wrong is going to happen in our life. If we start taking risks or step out of the ordinary, put ourselves in the line of fire, bad things will happen. Okay, that's the world system. But that's also the devil. We believe he has so much power that if we start messing around in his territory, we're going to get hurt, or somebody else is going to get hurt. And really what that reveals is that we don't have that much confidence in God. either that we're able to hear him clearly or that he cares if we get hurt. And these are big questions that we need to get resolved. That if you start messing around in the supernatural realm, which is the realm of the devil and the angels and our soul and any other soulical beings, that's their realm, as well as the physical, the natural. We start messing around there or exerting authority, which is our responsibility. When we start doing that, we do become on his radar. We do, all of a sudden, are a threat to the devil and his buddies. So we do want to be prepared, but also recognize that it is through that challenge that God answers the questions we have about his strength, his care for us, our authority. We don't just overcome fear by our own strength of belief or faith or hope, or if we can quote the scriptures enough or sing the right worship song or have enough people praying or perform the right ritual. No, it's hearing God and acting on what you hear. And guess what? You're going to make mistakes. There's no formula for dealing with the supernatural realm other than hear the Lord, test what you hear, and then act on it. A lot of times there won't be any acting on it. A lot of times it will just be, okay, Lord, is this something I can take authority over or not? And we either do or don't, or we make other choices. But the more time you spend with God, the more automatically your supernatural senses will be sharpened. Right now, you are experiencing what we can call supernatural experiences. In the supernatural realm, things are going on around you right now. Demonic, angelic, anything else is, they're going on around you right now. How come we don't know about them? Because we have allowed our own busyness, the world system, or our enemies, or our teachings to excuse our paying attention. Odds are, at some point in time in your life, God has tried to draw your attention to this area of training. And there's been resistance. Now, God is ready now, at any time, whenever you're ready, to pick right up where you should be, where he wants you to be. Because, again, it's not about accomplishing anything. It's providing you training. And over time, we're going to talk about things you can do to increase your focus on increasing your senses. It's not about getting closer to God or going to the next level or receiving a greater gift What we're talking about is having your senses tuned, your awareness increased to what God is already doing in your life and what is already going on in the supernatural realm around you right now. There are already angels around you right now. There are already demons around you right now. And God's presence is in you, around you, above you, under you, enveloping you right now. Just as the air is around you naturally, you can look around your wherever you are and see what's going on around you naturally. Well, you have a natural environment. Likewise, there is a supernatural environment. But just as you are aware of your natural environment through your physical senses, through your eyes, your nose, your hearing, likewise, your soul, your mind, will, and emotions have senses as well. And we have relied so strongly on our physical senses that we have left our supernatural senses to atrophy. So we say no to fear, and we say no to ambivalence, and we say, Lord, we want what you want us to want. And we ask him, Lord, is this something you want me to be investigating now? Now, if you have any interest at all in what's going on in the supernatural realm, it is from God. If there's a curiosity, oh, I've always wondered how this worked. I've had these experiences, I always wondered what those were. He wants to talk to you about that. He may put books in your hands. He may put people in your hands or teachings, a variety of different things. The point being that assume that as you spend time with him, your awareness will increase so that those new experiences you begin to have are truly supernatural experiences. And some, as we go on, we'll talk about the difference between natural experiences, supernatural experiences, and spiritual experiences. But we've been talking about our own attitudes, not so we can fix them or be proud of them, but simply so that we can enter into a discussion with God about our attitudes. So we've talked about the positive attitudes, the negative attitudes, and the neutral, the ambivalent attitudes. And in many respects, that can be the most difficult to overcome because it really shows a part of our history and where we've had wounds, where if we don't expect anything of God, we'll never be disappointed. So we don't really want to put ourselves out there because then we won't get hurt. But God wants us to want what he has for us. Don't go through the motions. He wants you to put yourself into the training he has for you. It's not because there'll be an or else. It's not like there's going to be a punishment if you don't. It's just this is your opportunity. We could say that if you don't learn it now, you'll have to learn it next. So doesn't it make more sense to learn everything we can now? And it's like going from first grade to second grade. If you don't learn how to add 1 + 1, and in the next grade you're starting algebra, you're going to be behind. And you're still going to be expected to learn how to do algebra. And you may have to go to summer school and get a tutor. I don't know about you. I want to go ahead and learn grade by grade. It's just, it makes sense. It's easier on us, and we can learn more thoroughly what God wants us to learn now. And then we can enjoy the process. Because the whole purpose is to know Him and enjoy being with God, being ourselves with Him, receiving healing, being freed from our wounds and our flesh. Just enjoying being with Him. And in turn, learning to be ourselves, spirit, soul, and body. So the final attitude we want to look at is being ignorant. And ignorance of the supernatural, or our involvement, is no excuse, and can even make us vulnerable to our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The supernatural realm is the main battleground for our life here on this earth. So, not doing our homework and failing to fully engage in life now, again, merely puts off till later what God has arranged, what circumstances He has set up for you today to accomplish certain things in your life now. There is no guarantee that remaining in ignorance regarding the supernatural will in any way benefit us in regard to whatever is coming in the next age. In fact, we will have to play catch up in whatever is coming next. So if you want to be taking full advantage of every day of your time here on this earth, of every circumstance, all you need to be doing is, Lord, what's on the schedule today? What do you want me to be learning now? I'm interested in this. Is this interest from you? Is this for now? What do I need to do? Do I need to do more research? And taking responsibility for responding. And then responding. So what exactly are supernatural experiences? We can broadly define them as the reality of this, for our sake, for our discussions, both the spiritual and the natural realms breaking through and being apparent, undeniable, revealed to our soulical senses. So that we could say a supernatural experience is something either from the supernatural or another realm that is beyond our physical senses. It is not our common experience. That leaves a lot. And over time, what we will see is that what we have expected to be supernatural experiences become the norm. We have settled for a very shallow existence. And that's something we can overcome. Do you want to hear from God every day? Do you want to know you are hearing from Him every day, every hour, every minute? Do you want to live and move and have your being in Him? Well, having your soulical senses quickened is a big part of that. Not having the supernatural experiences, because they're already happening. That's not what this is about. We're not seeking the supernatural experiences, because they're, again, they're already happening. It is your awareness of them that is the critical issue. And it's not about praying them in or deserving them. It's about spending time with the Lord so that he quickens and sharpens and renews your soulical senses. This is why learning to wait on the Lord and being able to hear his voice is so important. It is only by having our senses tuned to him, to his reality, to be able to see things from the spirit realm, from his perspective, that we will then be able to see from his vantage point as our soul is consumed or subsumed, not really consumed because it's still intact, but it fits, it is drawn into our spirit, and we see things from a different perspective. So as we wait on him and hear his voice, God cleans out our ears. He lifts every veil from our eyes, teaches us to see. He sensitizes us to his movement on a moment-by-moment basis. The slightest stirring, we begin to be sensitive to his drawing at just the slightest whisper, so that we don't need a trumpet. We don't need a telegram from God, from heaven. He can whisper in our ear, "I need to talk to you. Something's going on." And we can tell even what it is, whether it's, "Hey, something's going on," or, "Hey, I need to talk to you. Something's going on." We will be able to tell just by how he speaks to us, whether it's something exciting and fun, or and something just he wants to share, or something that needs attention. And it's urgent. And we need to rush to give him that attention. And we'll talk about all these things. But this is where we're living now, is we have the, now that you know that there is a supernatural realm there, you have some choices to make. He wants you to be aware of the slightest activity of his presence around you and also the supernatural realm. But it's going to take your time. It's going to take energy and effort, and it's going to take change. And you may want to ask him, "Lord," because this is between you and him, "Lord, will it be worth it? If I put in the time and I am willing to be changed and I make the effort, will it be worth it?" And let him answer. It's not an awareness in the supernatural realm. It's not the spiritual gifts. It's not fulfilling a call you think you have that satisfies. Only knowing God satisfies us, gives us contentment, gives us that peace that passes all understanding, that gives us that comfort and that rest and the strength. We want to have the confidence that we know we are hearing from him because we are hearing from him. A great illustration of this is in 2 Kings 6:17. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. If our senses are not tuned to what is going on in the supernatural realm, we will not recognize it. It will still be going on. The battle will be raging all around us, the horses and the chariots, and the battle in the mountain will all be going on around us, but we will not see. It will be an opportunity lost, and we want to take full advantage of every opportunity. So we'll be picking it up here next week. As usual, you can drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org if you have any questions. It's always great to hear from you. Until next week, have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.